This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The international community continues to mourn the death of the last Soviet Union leader, Mikhail Gorbachev. He died Tuesday at the age of 91. European officials meeting in Prague paid tribute to Gorbachev Wednesday. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell was part of the Spanish government when the Iron Curtain fell.
I remember very well these historic days. Well, Mikhail Gorbachev sent a wind of freedom into Russian society. He tried to change the communist system from inside, which became impossible. And he started an era of cooperation with the West, stopping the Cold War.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said the former Soviet leader, quote, contributed to the end of the Cold War and to the reunification of Germany, end quote. There was mixed reaction in Russia Wednesday to Gorbachev's passing. He waged a losing battle to salvage a crumbling empire, but produced extraordinary reforms that led to the end of the Cold War. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Gorbachev had set out to revitalize the Soviet Union, but ended up unleashing forces that led to the collapse of communism. Though in power less than 7 years, the changes included helping to end decades of East-West nuclear confrontation. In time, his reforms resulted in the collapse of the authoritarian Soviet state and the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination. President Joe Biden said in a statement, the result of the Gorbachev era was a safer world and greater freedom for millions of people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. Ukraine complained to have claimed to have destroyed bridges and ammunition depots and pounded command posts in a surge of fighting in the Russian-occupied south, fueling speculation Tuesday that its long-awaited counteroffensive to try to turn the tide of war is underway. Russia said it inflicted heavy casualties in return. The clashes took place in Ukraine's Kherson region, where Moscow's forces rolled up major gains earlier in the war. While independent verification of battlefield action has been difficult, Britain's defense ministry said in an intelligence report that several Ukrainian brigades had stepped up their artillery fire in frontline sectors across southern Ukraine. The Vatican says the Pope clearly condemns Russia's war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Vatican moved to defend Pope Francis from allegations he hasn't come down hard enough on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Last week, Ukraine summoned the top papal diplomat to complain about recent comments by Francis about the death of a national Russian TV commentator. In a statement, the Vatican said Francis clearly views the war launched by Moscow as senseless, repugnant, and sacrilegious. Francis has said he wants to go to Ukraine if that would further the cause of peace, but so far logistics have made that trip impossible. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz says Germany is well prepared to tackle a possible energy shortage due to Russia's squeeze on European gas supplies. Fears are growing about the rising energy prices that will hit consumers across the continent this winter. Scholz says gas storage facilities are already fuller than they were this time last year. U.S. President Joe Biden is forcefully defending the FBI as the agency comes under criticism for searching Donald Trump's Florida home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president says threats on agents and their families are sickening.
For simply carrying out the law and doing their job.
In a Pennsylvania speech, the president again urged Congress to revive a federal assault-style weapons ban, noting a similar weapon used to kill young kids in Uvalde, Texas, did so much damage, their parents had to supply DNA to identify them.
DNA! To say that's my baby. What the hell's the matter with us?
It's the first of three trips in a week to his native state, as the president and Democrats try to blunt a Republican bid to parlay concerns about crime into a midterm election advantage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And recapping our top story, the international community continues to mourn the death of the last Soviet Union leader, Mikhail Gorbachev. He died yesterday at the age of 91. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.